Another unsettled day on the way. Jane.
Chris, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 13th of May. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at midnight, low just north of Shetland, 996, moving slowly southeast, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5, then veering northerly 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. South at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Thames. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, Wight. West, 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, north or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Seoul, northwest, 5 to 7, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, northwest, 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in east. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale late at first. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale late at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, northwest veering north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming north, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by west, 5. Recent rain, 11 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest, 4. Slight rain, 15 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lerwick, calm, 15 miles, 998, now rising. Lucas, northwest by west, 1. Slight rain, 4 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 3. 1001, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 11 miles, 1,007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 5 miles, 1,008. Jersey, west-northwest 5, 7 miles, 1,012, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 1,011. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 5, 7 miles, 1,014, falling. Valentia, west-northwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,015, falling. Ronald's Way, west, 5, 12 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Malin Head, northwest, 7. Recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1,002, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 13th of May. The general situation, a slack area of low pressure moving southeast across the North Sea will bring an unseasonably cool and showery northwesterly flow. The wind will be strong and blustery at times, especially in the west, but also in the northeast later on Thursday as the flow veers northerly. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, then backing northwest later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south at first, veering northerly later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, veering northwest, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 to 7. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in southwest. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Barra. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 1 to 3, becoming north 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now it's time for prayer for the day with Marie Elsa Bragg.
Good morning. For Christians, these are the last days we see Jesus after his crucifixion and before his ascension to heaven. We watch him appear to the disciples on the road, in a room, by the sea, resurrected from death, but still bearing his wounds. And the disciples talk to him about their trauma, grief, and fears. Given the chance, I'd ask why he called out hypocrites, corrupt businesses and betrayers, but agreed to the unjust and appalling crucifixion. Have faith, I imagine him saying, reminding me that his actions always radically call out all wrongs, not for revenge, but in faith. These days have made me reflect on the times I've acted as if bad things happening around me were acceptable, even when they could be wounding. Sometimes I focused on the good in the hope of steering a positive direction, which can work. But when it didn't, I noticed a fear of the consequences. What would happen if I called these people out? And over time, being around corrupt behaviour made me cower inside. Walking along the roadside with Jesus, I saw that despite his wounds, he had a deep sense of self-worth and the belief in a better world. He knew that we're literally designed to be ethical, which means constantly asking, "What should I do for the greater good?" Despite his wounds, he demonstrated such integrity that I found a new strength and made the commitment to learn how to speak out in new ways. God, help me find the self-worth beyond my wounds, the strength to stand up for change, and the wisdom to act for the greater good in faith. Amen.